My name is Magnus Thiebold, and I'm speaking with Carla Laird of the Better Business Bureau about COVID-19-related scams that are going around. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Bad actors seem to be ready to take advantage of any situation in crisis. What sort of things are you seeing popping up with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Right. We've been monitoring our BBB Scam Tracker, which is our online resource tool that we've asked the public to utilize if they experience or come across any scams. And since about the end of January, we've actually started seeing the COVID-19 related scams popping up on our Scam Tracker. One of the first ones that came up had to do with fake masks. And, you know, a lot of that really spiraled due to the increase in demand for these masks across North America. People thought that this would be the best way to protect themselves from the coronavirus. And so there was a huge demand with not enough supply. And as we've seen in the news over the last several weeks, a lot of the health services are indicating that they've either run low or completely out of stock and the usual suppliers don't have any available. And because of that, scammers have jumped on that opportunity, created a lot of fake websites where they claim to be selling masks. There are ridiculous testimonials saying how they can cure or, you know, protect you from not just coronavirus, but a wide range of diseases that are out there, airborne diseases as well. And so a lot of people, in the panic, in the fear, go on these websites, end up sharing their confidential and personal and credit card information to get these masks. But what they end up getting in return is nothing. You know, they take their money and there is nothing being delivered. Or in the few cases where a delivery was made, it was nothing based on what they saw in the descriptions on these websites.
So that's something that, it's not a matter of just money being lost. It's if people are getting masks that actually don't do the job, they may be put at risk as well.
Right. So that's one of the challenges as well as the fact that, you know, their personal information has been compromised. You're sending your personal details, such as, you know, your credit card number, all the information that you would normally put in, for example, if you're on Amazon to make an online transaction. That's the kind of information that scammers can use to, you know, get a hold of your credit card and end up using it for their own personal desires. And so that's one of the ones that started popping up. And then there were other instances too where there were also fake websites popping up promoting fraudulent health products. So, you know, at this point, we've heard so many times over and over again that there is currently no vaccine or drug available to treat coronavirus. And because of that, you know, scammers have jumped on the wagon to spread misinformation, putting up websites where they claim there is a cure available, where they claim there is a miracle product that people can use. And so people are getting duped for a product that does not exist. They're spending their money, putting in their credit card information, sharing their confidential information. And in some cases, the websites are asking you to refer this website to a friend, and so you end up spreading, giving that scammer not only your details but also the details for someone in your network or in your circle. And so that's why it's very, very important that you don't fall for these things. Information is what is going to take, you know, what is going to protect a lot of people. And that's also the case for the fake charities. You know, scammers have in past always tried to capitalize on global catastrophes, and this one is no exception. You know, we saw on BBB Scam Tracker, where when it came to the wildfires, there were so many fake websites that popped up claiming to be collecting fundraisers to collect money for, you know, relief efforts. And that turned out to be a full-on scam. And in this case, there are fundraising efforts popping up that claim to be raising efforts to find vaccines. And so that's why we're always saying, you know, information is what protects you from scams. At this point, if you are trying to assist people who are in need or who need help as it relates to COVID-19 or people who may be not as affluent or fortunate to have the resources available to assist them and their families, go and give your donations through reputable charities. Don't end up giving your money to organizations that have just pop up out of nowhere, because you could end up falling into a scam as well.
Are you seeing incidents where people were reputable sites or reputable organizations' site is faked itself? Certainly I've seen that in other kinds of scams where you think you're going to your bank or some other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing those kinds of scams?
So in a case where the scammers are impersonating legitimate businesses?
Yeah.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we saw on Friday with one of the first set of reports coming in where scammers are now sending emails to consumers pretending to be Starbucks. And what they've done is they send an email apologizing for the fact that they've had to close their stores and downsize the scale of their operations. And so they've included a $100 or a $50 gift card for you to use, you know, to purchase Starbucks products. And all you have to do is click on the link, submit your personal information to get the to end up getting access to the gift card. But we've checked with Starbucks. They're not actually doing any promotions like this at this point. They've referred consumers to the Starbucks app on your phone or to even go on the website or to even call your local Starbucks, the one or the one close to you, to find out if this to find out what promotions are actually being or that are actually existing at this point. And not only Starbucks, we've seen reports where Walmart is also being impersonated. Lowe's is also being impersonated. So this is prime time for scammers to do what they do best, which is to try to separate you from your money. And these are just the different strategies that they've implemented to do that.
Yeah, I've already got a few emails of promoting or suggesting that there's some sort of secret vaccine that only, you know, elites or somebody in the know has access to, and they're going to give it to me for some money. One of the things I always do whenever I see things coming into my inbox that I think are a scam, I'm usually not going to do anything about it anyway, but I'm curious, is sort of mouse over any of the links and see what, not clicking them, but seeing what URL pops up, because often it's a completely random URL that has nothing to do.
Exactly.
You know, you can sort of see, I mean, even then you have to be careful, because sometimes they'll be sort of clever about how they craft a URL, so it, unless you look very carefully,
it is somewhere legit.
It looks like it might be real.
Their scam website. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's, like you mentioned, that's one of the main, at least the starting points when it comes to, you know, clicking, checking before you click on links. So we always tell people, think before you click. So, you know, you hover over the URL to see what that final destination is. Generally speaking, take a suspicious approach towards emails that are coming in. And we've been expressing this message more now than ever because of the fact that a lot of our employers have now transitioned to remote working.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are at home, they're working, they're dealing with more emails, they're dealing with more text-based communications. And so because of that, it might get a little more challenging to decipher what is legitimate from what is a scam. And so take everything with suspicion. You know, especially if those emails that are coming in are extremely generic, they don't refer to you by name. You know, they seem to have information that's general. Be careful of those. If you've not subscribed to receiving emails from a certain retailer or a certain provider, and you start getting emails out of the blue, treat that as a red flag as well. You know, try not to click on links or download attachments from emails that seem to come from an unsolicited source. Someone you've never, you know, had previous contact with or weren't expecting an email from. Because even though they seem harmless, clicking on those links or even downloading those attachments could end up compromising your device, exposing your information, and putting you, not only you, but at this point, if you're working from home and working for an organization that, you know, might be giving you access to their platforms, you could be exposing that business or that company as well.
That's excellent advice. You mentioned that the BBB has a resource that people can go look at to inform themselves some more. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so we have two platforms that we're promoting right now to sensitize consumers about, you know, just scams and generally what's going on as it relates to COVID-19. So if you have come across a scam, you've encountered it, whether or not you've lost money, we want you to report it to us so we can do our investigations here. You can go to bbb.org/scam tracker. And if you want to just find out about the latest scams relating to COVID-19 or just different resources that you can use to protect yourself, we have something, a platform dedicated to COVID-19 specifically, and that's bbb.org/coronavirus. And that should be able to give consumers all the information that they need to stay up to date.
Okay, that's excellent information. Any last advice for... Because, of course, people are probably more in the internet more these days than even usual. So any last sort of advice for people on how to protect themselves?
Right. What we always, at least now that we've been having to deal with coronavirus at an extreme level. You know, we always say to our consumers when we're talking to them is that, hey, you know, social distancing keeps you away from people, but it doesn't keep you away from online fraud. So you have to make sure you're doing what you can to protect yourself and by extension your company if you're working from home, by just making sure you have antivirus protection set up. Make sure that, you know, you're not using public Wi-Fi or unsecure Wi-Fi platforms to do your work when you're working from home. And, you know, just when you're receiving emails, especially if they have to do with financial transactions, or if someone is asking you to make a payment or to authorize a payment on behalf of your company, pick up the phone. Start a video conferencing platform where you can just verify that these transactions are being authorized by the right people and not someone impersonating your supervisor or your CFO or your CEO. Because a lot of these, especially these kinds of scams, they ride on the fact that, you know, these are online communications and you're just relying on who sent something versus picking up the phone to verify that that transaction was actually authorized. So just those little things will help to protect you as well as your business and will help us to ride this economical storm that has now started to set in because of the pandemic.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Carla. I just ask you to mention those two websites again that people can go to for resources and to report scams they encounter.
Yes, so if you do come across a scam, you can report it to bbb.org/scam-tracker, one word. And if you want to just find out about our recent updates and just staying ahead of what's going on with COVID-19, you can go to bbb.org/coronavirus.
Should people also be contacting, if they feel they've actually been scammed, contacting the police?
Well, yes, you know, that's also one other resource that you can turn to. But what we have been encouraging consumers to do is just, you know, share your information because we do have direct contact with RCMP. And these are one of our many, many partners and longstanding partners. So a lot of the data that we receive, we do share it with them and we do partner with them on several of our investigations that we conduct. So, you know, telling us is just as good as telling them. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is report it. So we can't help you or we can't do anything with information that we aren't, you know, given or we aren't aware of.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much today, Carla. I've been speaking to Carla Laird of the Better Business Bureau of Mainland BC. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.